Everybody around the world knows Peter Pan, but when he's not in Neverland, he lives here in Kensington Gardens. Sculpted by Sir George Frampton in 1912, this bronze Peter Pan statue was commissioned by J.M. Barrie, the author of the story himself. Barrie had, at one time, lived on nearby Bayswater Road, and he stated that his stories were partly inspired by Kensington Gardens, and it's in this neighborhood where the non-Neverland parts of his stories take place. The placement of the statue is precise, as it rests in the exact spot Peter lands in Barrie's 1902 book, The Little White Bird, and it was placed here entirely without permission. Barrie's idea was to erect it overnight, giving children the thought that fairies themselves had placed it in the park. The morning after it was erected, on the 30th of April 1912, he published a notice in the Times that read, quote, "There is a surprise in store for the children who go to Kensington Gardens to feed the ducks in the Serpentine this morning." It wasn't a hit with everybody, though. Many critics objected to what was seen as Barrie's advertising of his own work by putting a statue in a public space with no permission. It was even targeted by vandals in 1928 and was tarred and feathered. By 1970, however, it was declared a Grade II listed building, which means it will be preserved here for now and always. With your back to the statue, turn right and continue on the path. When it splits into two, take the left toward the banks of the Long Water. When you're opposite the large arch, play the next clip.